This is your chance to go toe-to-toe with the New World Order propaganda masters. This article, Red Alert, Total Takeover of America Enters Its Final Phase. The people need to see the full picture. Obama's approval rating of the next session of Congress is probably going to be 45. He won't be able to push anything through. Everybody's going to know he's a criminal liar. I'm going to play some more of the lies that he's now gone back on from the campaign. I think the final two promises he hadn't broken are now being broken. Not to raise taxes on people below $250,000 a year. That's the couple. So people below $125,000 a year. And not to have signing statements. He is the greatest liar this country's ever seen. He makes Slick Willie look like an honest schoolboy. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let us now go ahead and punch up the calls. And let's talk to Josh in Washington. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to thank you for what you're doing. And first-time caller. I've been listening for a while. I had a couple things I wanted to touch on. First one was cap and trade. And, you know, I wish I could fight these thugs the way you do. I wrote a strongly worded letter to Jim McDermott, our representative in the 7th tier today, and I told him he couldn't tax me to live. I reminded him he has until the 2nd to change his vote and threatened to run against him. You know, but
well, you need to physically go to the Democrats that voted for it and the 8 Republicans' offices as a constituent. This is worth people flying to D.C. to get in and see your congressman. I mean, they need to have... notes. If you're the next door neighbor, leave a note on their car in a friendly way saying, please don't destroy the economy. Please don't give us a vertically integrated crony capitalist, monopoly capitalist slave system. Please don't be like the Chinese generals that own the Chinese, you know, companies. You know, for God's sakes, you know, have some humanity. And I mean, they need to physically, like, Google the name of your congressman that voted for it and see when they're having events. You know, they have the motion to reconsider. In fact, guys, go to Infowars.com and pull it up. There's a story that we posted from the Daily Poll titled Climate Tax Traitors Have 4 Days to Reconsider. It's now like 2.5. We have a counter we added to the story at Infowars and Prison Planet that shows the countdown. They have a few days to reconsider their vote left, so we need to call right now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I guess the second thing I wanted to touch on... I had heard about this bill. I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was the one for, you know, compassionately allowing patients to, you know, put their terminal sickness to an end. And, I mean, I watched my mom die of cancer, and I know that it's a slippery slope to allow doctors to stray from the Hippocratic Oath, but on the other hand, to deny someone their personal choice isn't very patriotic. Am I missing something here? I kind of wanted your input on that.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I wasn't ignoring you, but I was looking at the screen. We have 2 days, 9 hours, 56 minutes, and 56 seconds to defeat it out of the House with a motion to reconsider. Go ahead and finish your point. You're saying exactly what about health care and cancer?
There are certain bills that are allowed that they're putting forward to allow terminal patients to, euthanize themselves and their life, you know. And, I mean, I watched my mom die of cancer. And I wouldn't want to have to not have the choice if I wanted.
Look, here's the problem. Nobody can stop you if you want to go buy a gun or hang yourself or take a bunch of pain pills.
Well,
but hold on. And that's a decision you make. The whole point here is the government, the eugenicists running things, the bioethicist boards, they want to ration care. They have openly on record said that the government is basically going to... They're already euthanizing people in China and in Europe who don't want it. In some of the countries like the Netherlands, they have to put tattoos on themselves or bracelets saying, don't euthanize me. So the issue is they're already euthanizing the old and infirm. The Wall Street Journal had a whole series of articles written by Mr. White. We had him on years ago. About how they, Robert Wendland and people who would beg for food and water and be chained down and die of the rewards of the state. When the government's the guardian, they kill you. So it's already going on. That's why we're against those bills. Okay? They don't want to pay for you. It's eugenics. It's like carousel from Logan's Run. And so that's my position on that. More calls straight ahead. Two of Barack Obama's latest lies and betrayals. And he goes, oh, it's just politics. I just lied to you. So much fun.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, look, I want to try to go to the calls quicker now because I got a bunch of news I want to get to, but also really enjoy your calls. Always take us in important directions. Dave in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dave.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm actually an injured Marine, and I'm an Iraq War veteran, and my brother called about in April about my house getting GPS right after I went to the Tea Party. And, I just thought I'd bring that up. But the main reason I was calling was my mother is a nurse, and she was invited to a symposium at a big hospital in the Chicagoland area, and it was about post-traumatic stress. And the main speaker was a retired Lieutenant General Honore. And the whole thing was supposed to be about post-traumatic stress.
And it was all really about how we got to take the guns from the veterans.
Well, actually, it wasn't that. He started talking about, like, how we need to prepare for the next terrorist attack or the next natural disaster and, like, how all these people need to get emergency kits ready, like, soon, like they need to be preparing for something.
Yeah, no, they're going around all the federal and state agencies. We've confirmed in Indiana. They're saying get ready for millions to be buried dead out of Chicago, mass graves. I've gotten the internal state reports where they're going around surveying for mass graves all over the country for flu. And this was before the flu hyping started. And then I saw these dark winter drills and other drills dealing with it. And they may be using it as a cover for setting up their martial law grid and telling locals to scare them to go along with it, or they could be planning it. I mean, these are the guys that let black men die of syphilis and radiated children to death, foster children, and you know, they admittedly do all this in eugenics to our entire population. We're all basically, our neighbor gets grabbed, our cousin gets grabbed, all these young people are dying of cancer all around us, the mercury's in the shots, all of it, people are just dying everywhere, and it just slowly, they turn the ambient background up. You know, the corruption, the tyranny, the dehumanization just keeps fading up and up and up. And yes, they are going around GPSing everybody for phase one in the census, and then phase two is some people get a 200 question, some get a 60 question, some get a 40 question. Do you own guns? What? How much money do you have in the bank? And then bureaucrats show up with a little badge. This happened to me in 2000, threatening to arrest you if you don't answer what your stocks and bonds are in the American survey. You have a Fourth Amendment. You don't have to do that. And they don't care. It's just all about training us to be slaves. And I read that, you know, it was in the London Telegraph about how in Afghanistan and Iraq, they pay the local tattletales to, like, $5 a house. Some houses, $40 a house. In fact, pull that up. I actually found the article the other day when I was going through it. I'm trying to remember the exact headline, where the drones then bomb innocent houses. But the troops and the intelligence officers say, we don't care. We just want to show higher-ups that we're hitting targets, because that's used then for kill list and the death count. So they can say, we killed this many. That's why they bomb innocent people. And then the Pentagon likes it, because then it also makes the domestic population fight. And then they can say, see, there's an enemy. So they actually want to go out and kill innocent people to then generate a Taliban resistance or a Shiite resistance in Iraq or a Sunni resistance. And it's just totally diabolical. So they go and pay the locals to go throw a GPS in your house. It's the size of a penny. And then they fire cruise missiles into the house, killing the family. And meanwhile, kids that were playing video games 5 years ago are playing video games of killing people, and now they admit they're using Xbox controllers for tanks and drones, and the kids, they're running TV ads advertising, you like video games? Fly one for real. And they're in simulators targeting with the Predators and Grim Reaper drones, just blowing whole families apart. I mean, they admit it. In fact, I'm going to go dig it out of my file here in just a moment. Anything else, sir?
Well, it was weird enough that he's talking about being ready for the next terrorist attack or whatever during a post-traumatic stress symposium. But, halfway through the speech, he asked the audience, he goes, how many of you have microchips in your dogs? A couple of people raised their hands. And then he goes ahead and says, well, do you care more about your animals than you do about your kids? And it's like, yeah, it's for the children. Yeah, it's for the children.
So he was pushing implantable chips for the kids at a government symposium.
Well, it wasn't government. It was at a hospital with a bunch of medical professionals there.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, just for people that just joined us, my cousin, who's been in the Army for 20 years plus now, he shows up, he calls us, I want to come over and have coffee. And he wasn't even stationed in Austin at the time. And he comes over, and he says, I went to a symposium at Fort Sam Houston, and they told over 200 officers in attendance that within 2 years we're all going to get chips. And he goes, my God, I heard you talk about that and got in your face about it at a family reunion. Then a couple years later, I asked him about it. He said, I'm not going to talk to you about it. National security. So he's probably got a chip. And they got these guys taking, but remember the Mexican Attorney General made his employees take chips? Google that. They won't believe it. Mexican Attorney General's employees take chips. ABC News. And so then what's happening is, remember Tommy Thompson? Next to Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson went to schools nationwide and told the kids they all need to take implantable chips. Next to that. First to Mexican Attorney General makes employees take chips, and then do Tommy Thompson tells kids take chips. And he was on the payroll of Applied Digital Solutions, the microchip company, a subgroup of IBM. It's a front company. There it is. Microchips implanted in Mexican officials, MSNBC Attorney General, prosecutors carry security pass under skin. Now, hit them with the next one. Hit them with the next one. Google, what was the next one I was telling you? What was the other headline I wanted about implantable chips? But anyways, so what else was said? So get ready for martial law, basically, it's for your safety, and take implantable chips. What was next?
Well, I actually emailed him. I went on the internet and I found his email address. This is the general who's in charge of a Joint Task Force Katrina. He was all involved in that. And I asked him about how he felt about the gun confiscation that happened there in Katrina. And I also asked him not to encourage people to get microchipped because it's something you do your property, not the sovereign individual.
He's the take charge. He's a black guy, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so tell me what happened next.
All right, so I emailed him asking about that, and then so I almost instantaneously I get this response back, and he goes, "I didn't call for babies to get microchipped or anything, just some tech or maybe some bracelets for the elderly," which is a lie. He openly called for microchips.
Well, see, that's a Pentagon op. They always say they're doing it, but the minute you resist, they go, "Ooh, you're crazy." Ooh,
right.
You know, it's like Waco when the tanks are smashing in and shooting the people. They were saying, "This is not an assault. Come out with your hands up." And they came out and they shot them. It's just like Tokyo Rose going, "GIs, you're losing. You're not going to win." You know, broadcast even as Japan was falling a month before they dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In World War One, the Germans and the French at each other would say, "You're losing. You've lost the war. Did you hear the Kaiser gave up? Did you hear the French command gave up?" And people would believe it. So, again, the Pentagon op is it never exists. You can have them saying they want to put chips in all Americans. When you say you don't want it, they go, "Well, I had Psychology Today on the phone with me repeatedly, and I will say, are they calling for a new world order?" And he would just go, "You feel they're after you." And I would say, "No, I mean, I've got all these articles, it's a new world order." "Uh-huh, and you feel you're persecuted." And you know, again, I just told the guy from Psychology Today, I said, "Buddy, go ahead and say I'm making it all up. It only discredits you. Okay, but in the game, you're drinking soda. Hey, hold on. He's drinking sodium fluoride, too. He's got his kids getting shot up with mercury. This eugenic situation run by these Nazis isn't the game. And all of us are under attack from it. And it's time to wake up and stop these bastards. God almighty." I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I agree 100%, Alex. And then, so, and he goes, "As for guns." He goes, "American laws allow us to own guns." And I was like, "Okay, well..." So
but the law allows us to restrict the guns, he will add.
Right.
There's a Second Amendment that we have a right to restrict it. That's what they say. Go ahead.
I sent back, I was like, "Well, if our laws allow us to own guns, why were they confiscated during Katrina?" And then he sends back, local or state and federal laws don't allow people to go into the shelters armed. And by shelters, he obviously means FEMA camps. So I sent him back an email that I got no response to yet. And I said, "Well, what if people don't want to go into the FEMA camps because they don't want to turn their guns? What happens then? Do they get arrested? I mean, come on."
Look, they're getting ready when they implode the economy to release flu to scare everybody to go along with it or stage terror attacks, and they'll put us under their wings. "Oh, we're the bankers. We love you." It's a sickening, degenerate psyop. And the NSA and the CIA and Defense Intelligence, you all work for foreign banks. You're running a coup on America just like you did the third world countries, just in slow motion, because you want to make sure when you take us down, you win. You are destroying your own nest. You're burning down your own bed, you idiots. My God, you're traitors. I appreciate your call. God bless you. You ought to write an article about that and write and your mom and the story and all of it to writers@infowars.com. Okay? Everybody, or articles@infowars.com. Either one of those. More and more, we're getting great listener content, and we post it up there in the op-ed section. Okay. I want to come back and get into hate crimes, and then we'll continue with calls and come up in about 15 minutes. We got Richard Reeves in here about land grabbing that's going on and how to fight that. But I wanted to get into this. Plus, I've got Obama lies here that we really need to go over with everybody. Two different lies. First off, they're saying, "Hey, we may go ahead and tax everybody now. We may go ahead and put taxes on everybody, increases." Sorry, it's not just if you make $125,000 individually or $250,000 together. And, we're doing signing statements on the $108 billion defense supplemental, and he's saying he's going to ignore what Congress said. Oh, I'm sorry. He's doing everything Cheney did. And then Axelrod on TV just goes, "This is what you do in politics." And I talk to Obama supporters, and they go, "Lying's what you do." See, he's now their liar. Like, Republicans didn't care if Bush lied about WMDs because he's our liar and we're conservative. And now they're like, "Obama's lying, that's evil." And the Democrats are, "That's right, and we're running things and you're just jealous." Meanwhile, the idiot Republicans, the idiot Democrats are all losing their houses, losing their jobs, losing their future because they identify with the two political parties like a brand of soft drink or football team or automobile. Wake up. You're not part of the establishment. Wake up.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
Open to new tax on health benefits of all Americans. That's out of MSNBC. And they campaigned against raising it on middle-class families. He's raising that tobacco tax. They're not getting rid of cigarettes. It's like gambling. The government's just grabbing it. It's like Nevada taxing hookers. It's a pimp game, folks. They're taking everything over. You're going to pay 110%, and you're going to get your teeth knocked out, and you're going to thank them for it. And you're going to drink some brain-numbing fluoride. Because the pimp game is to keep your whores drugged out of their mind. And we're the government's whores. Well, I'm telling you, I'm not your whore. I'm getting off the pimp game reservation here. Let's go ahead and play him with signing statements first, though. This is Obama, and then I have AP and several other articles where he's now doing signing statements on the $108 billion Pentagon supplemental. So it's like a trillion plus now they get. So let's go ahead and roll that.
When Congress offers you a bill, do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes.
I promise. Hold on, back that up. Play it again. Because all the lies we have in the Obama deception, and we have a viewer's guide bibliography at theobamadeception.net, are all on record he lied about everything. Not hiring lobbyists, not expanding the wars, bring the troops home immediately, not keep any there. Just on and on and on, going to get rid of the Patriot Act, going to get rid of indefinite detention, going to prosecute Bush and Cheney, all lies. People deny he said that. Here he is during the campaign saying, I promise no signing statements. Play it again.
Do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes.
You hear that? He's a liar. Play it again. Let's see him lie to you again. And now it's like, well, they all lie. That's right. And that's why they're going to take everything you got. As soon as they figure it out, you'll roll over, you're broke back, you've capitulated, then they're gonna run a pimp game on you. And look, and Obama is the pimp daddy president, folks. And he's running a pimp game, just like George Bush did, just like Bill Clinton did. Now here he is running the pimp game, lying to his bitches. Baby, you come with me over here in my harem. Hold on, back it up. You come over here with me in my little brothel, I'm gonna take good care of you, baby. And now, 6 months later, he's beating her with a coat hanger. They're at the pimp crib, and she's saying, you promised me it was going to be nice. He said, I did. Bam! Right in the face. Now, here he is, pimp game, the pimp game president. Here he is, pimping the hose.
Do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes.
Now, let's hit pause. And, of course, the CIA was also not involved in Iran, even though they admit they're running the whole operation. But see, the pimp game says a lot of the dumbest people on earth. Are you the dumbest people on earth? Play the pimp game again. Play him again.
Presidential signage to get your way.
Yes.
Oh, now he goes further in the lie. Let me show you how you lie to somebody. Here we go.
Let me just explain.
Hold on,
for
hold on. See that little tick? I'm going to run a scam on the bitch. And he just starts like, you know, patting on the microphone. Oh, yeah, here we go, baby. I'm going to watch this. And he's to all his people, watch me lie to them. Watch me play the Pied Piper. Watch these rats follow me right into the river. Watch this. Here we go. Come on. Drum beat. Here he is lying. Here we go. Play it.
I'm familiar with this issue.
Now back it up. I want you to see him. Oh. It's just, you know, because he just, before he lies, liars always have a tick. I'm going to get the lie straight. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, here we go. Here goes the lie. Here goes the pimp game.
Let me just explain for those who are unfamiliar with this issue. We've got a government designed by the founders so that there'd be checks and balances. You don't want a president who's too powerful or a Congress who's too powerful or a court who's too powerful. Everybody's got their own role. Congress's job is to pass legislation. The president can veto it or he can sign it. But what George Bush has been trying to do as part of his effort to accumulate more power in the presidency is he's been saying, well, I can basically change what Congress passed by attaching a letter saying, I don't agree with this part or I don't agree with that part. I'm going to choose to interpret it this way or that way. That's not part of his power. But this is part of the whole theory of George Bush that he can make laws as he's going along. I disagree with that. I taught the Constitution for 10 years. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of...
Yay! You my pimp!
All right.
And they got on board. And they'll get on board for the next Republican pimp daddy because they like being suckers, and they're out of their minds on fluoride, alcohol, Prozac, and Ritalin. Well, I'm not your slave. Just because you got all those cowardly sheep to go along with you, don't think you're pimping me and conning me, Buster.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip. And
one of my shaving cuts opened up. That never happens.
Will you partake of that last offered cup?
All right, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Richard Reeves is in studio with us, and I want to, as promised, get to Anti-Illuminati Nevada, Michael Joseph Stewart, Leah in Kentucky, and others before the show ends. And, Richard, I appreciate you coming into studio. Talking about mind control, talk about the pimp game, I want to just show a clip. And because of time constraints, just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and you can see Axelrod, one of the White House operators, one of the strategists, on there telling Stephanopoulos, another Clinton operative, basically one of his colleagues, that, yeah, we're probably going to go ahead and look at raising taxes on people's health care and a bunch of other stuff below $125,000 a year apiece, or $250,000 as a couple. And they've already raised a bunch of other taxes. So the point is that Obama's lying about that. Do you guys have that clip? Trying to pull it up. We had it earlier here. I sent it to you at the start of the show in the IM. Well, it doesn't matter. At the end of the show, we'll just show people the article so that they can at least be aware of that and know what is going on with that report. Here it is. Top White House advisor: Obama won't rule out middle-class tax hike. I can just do it this way, good old-fashioned way, right here on screen for people. Folks can just zoom in on that, give you a source on that. And you can see a clip of Obama saying we're not going to raise taxes on anybody but over $250,000 a year in any way. You have my pledge, an absolute pledge from him. And then it cuts to the White House now saying, oh, get ready, we're going to raise your taxes probably on those below it. So top White House advisor: Obama won't rule out middle-class tax hike. Okay, going to Richard Reeves. Richard, speaking of lying, 10 years ago they started announcing, we're going to build a NAFTA superhighway all over the country, 34 major interstate highways, I-35 from the Pacific Ocean side of southern Mexico all the way up through Texas, Minnesota, up into Canada, and it's going to be an international zone. You'll pay taxes to use it. And people said they didn't want it, so they said, okay, it doesn't exist. You're crazy. You don't talk about those news articles we said. So the Pentagon psyop of, oh, you don't like it? Oh, well, I didn't just announce on the news we're doing that. It's crazy. You're schizophrenic. But then they came back and said, okay, it's NAFTA, superhighways, Trans-Texas Corridor. It's going to be great, and it's going to be wonderful. And we learned it was going to be $165 to drive to Dallas and back to Austin according to their own documents and all their maps. Then we said, we don't want it, and they said, it doesn't exist again. Then they started building the roads, putting the toll roads in, saying it didn't exist as you were paying the tolls. CNN was saying, Ron Paul's insane. There's no Texas Corridor, no NAFTA. I mean, I had those clips. It doesn't exist as I'm sticking money in it with giant billboards saying Trans-Texas Corridor. So now they said, okay, we're canceling it, and pull up the AP. Trans-Texas Corridor canceled, AP. But then paragraph 3 said, oh, we're keeping it all. We're just not going to call it that anymore. So it's all semantical, psyops, CIA, black ops. Just we're not assaulting Waco. You know, there's WMDs in Iraq. But the good news is we've got them cornered now into lying. They've canceled it as it continues. Now they're really discredited. Richard Reeves, there's a big fight coming up tomorrow in Tejas, the first big leg of the takeover of the U.S. by the U.N. through these corporate systems.
That's right, Alex. And I tell you, I want to thank you for having me on, because this is a clutch show, an absolutely clutch show. You covered it real well that we have put them into PSYOP mode. We put them into PSYOP mode since somewhere around 2004, 2005, when it comes to this Trans-Texas Corridor issue and toll road issue. And I want to kind of broaden it a little bit. It's not just Trans-Texas Corridor, but it's also about taking over existing roads and putting tolls on them.
8,000 miles of roads, 10 miles on each side of the road for private corporate interests. That's why they have the New London Kelo decision saying private interests can take your profit. I mean, take your property for profit, not even for eminent domain. And my dad got letters, and so did I as a landowner, saying, oh, here's the Texas Landowner's Bill of Rights. And it said, you have no rights. You got 6 weeks. We make an offer to take it, or we take it, and you don't get anything. So you have a right to, again, the pimp game, to be a slave. You have a right to be burned with cigarettes and beaten with a tire iron.
Well, that's right. Well, absolutely. And you just broadened the subject even further that I had not even mentioned. It is a big deal about property rights. Huge issue of property rights involving these toll roads, involving taking existing roads and putting tolls on them, and involving the Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA Highway, whatever semantical words you want to use to call them. But we've got a chance tomorrow. We are calling for a huge rally here at the state capitol, and we're going to have Robert Morrow and TexasTurf.org, Terry Hall's organization, TexasTurf.org, and a bunch of people are going to be here in the state capitol tomorrow at 10 a.m., We're going to meet in the cafeteria that's on floor E1 of the state capitol, and we're going to lobby all these state reps. We're going to lobby all these state reps, and we need everybody around Texas to call their state reps, because one of the things, you know, as well as eminent domain issues and as well as all these projects to crush the sovereignty of the United States, they're also talking about now that to use the pension funds of teachers and other government entities.
Yeah, the cops out there SWAT teaming us for booty are not going to lose their pension fund.
Exactly.
Just what they want.
And a great example of a...
Well, see, that's the pimp game. The big pimps are going to hurt the little pimps.
Right. And, you know, as George Soros said, let no crisis go unused. Well, we can kind of say the same thing, because it seems like every time we get to a little clutch pinch point like this, we just happen to have a news story break in our favor. And one of them is about SH-121. And I know you're familiar with SH-121 because you're from the Fort Worth-Dallas Metroplex area. I spent three decades up in that area myself many years ago. And SH-121 is a very key piece of road. It's a bypass for traffic traveling east or west on I-30 and I-20. You can go SH-121 up to McKinney, Texas, and then go on up into Chicago towards the Midwest, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Missouri, etc. And you can take that route and avoid one of the worst, most heinous bottlenecks of all time, and that's LBJ Freeway, I-635, up there in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Which is gridlocked from 3:30 in the afternoon till 8 at night.
It's absolutely gridlocked, and I want to appeal to the folks in Dallas-Fort Worth area right now. Call your state reps.
Because this is the beta test where it's like an amoeba. We expose it to heat, so it splits up into a bunch of other little pieces, or kind of like in the movie The Thing, where, you know, like even the blood runs into the corners, you know, has a mind of its own. When you cut the head off, it just, you know, they are now just doing it each one piecemeal.
You know, and you just bring that up about the amoebas and how they work, and I've been to many of these House committee hearings here at the state level, at the state capitol. I've been to Senate committee hearings, and the majority of people that show up, I want to let the audience know, the majority of people that are showing up to these hearings are wearing suits. They're lobbyists. They're not regular people like Richard Reeves and other people around.
And they're lobbyists from foreign governments.
Exactly.
America is the big whorehouse where they can buy anything they want,
and
they buy it from these little creatures, you know, that they call representatives.
That's right. That's right. And going back to this SH-121, I got to tell you a little story. I'll try to cut it as short as possible, because you're indirectly very involved in what happened in SH-121 up in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Here's what happened. In January, February of 2007, Cintra got the contract for SH-121.
Which is Spanish-owned, and the Chronicle said it was not Spanish-owned.
But here's what
Talk
happened.
About deception.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. The NTTA, the North Texas Turnpike Authority, the outfit that runs, it's a government outfit, public outfit, that runs the North Dallas Tollway, and they've got other toll roads that they're generating all kinds of revenue with. They wanted a crack at SH-121, and they were wanting to pony up, and in fact, as far as I know, did pony up the $2 billion to take over SH-121. And the way that happened was that yours truly, Bob Dacey, and many other great local activists that you ignited, you're responsible for this indirectly, because it was our group of local Austin activists and San Antonio activists that went to the Texas Transportation Commission in 2007, the summer of 2007, and when they were fighting over the NTTA getting the contract for SH-121 or Cintra getting the contract for SH-121, we were arguing for a freeway. But knowing that freeway wasn't necessarily a viable option, we were also saying, look, we don't want it to be a toll road, but give it to the NTTA. It's a public corporation. That way, when Texans get mad enough to get their road back, they can get it back. Don't give it to Cintra. That's a 52-year agreement that the NTTA...
Yeah, so you're using factions, divide and conquer against them. Now, expanding, if somebody's in Indiana or Florida or New Jersey or California, this is happening everywhere. And now Obama wants to put satellite tracker boxes in all the cars to tax you by the mile. I saw the federal documents on that 12 years ago. Now it's openly happening. So tell folks about this meeting tomorrow, and we're going to take some calls.
Well, the meeting tomorrow is at 10 a.m. at the cafeteria in the state capitol. That's on floor E1. Basically, you can ask anybody at the capitol once you walk in and ask them where the cafeteria is on floor E1. Go there at 10 a.m. Robert Morrow has given me permission to put his cell phone out on the air, 512-496-1293, 512-496-1293. If you have any questions, call him. But for sure, go to texasturf.org, and there's a function on there where you can find your rep on that website, Texas Turf.
And again, this is happening and going on everywhere.
Right.
People, bottom line, get involved in the fight. Let's take some calls, Richard. Anti-Illuminati in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
We're going to stab the New World Order in the heart today. In referencing what you were talking about earlier with the Xbox controllers and the UAVs and so forth, what that is the culmination of what PTEC was used for to engineer the Global Command and Control System, and that's headed up by General James E. Cartwright, okay? And that's all that stuff is tied into the global information grid infrastructure. And this is what they're, you know, they've been working on this stuff for at least since 95.
And by the way, I promised to show this. This is Wired.com, spy ships guiding CIA drone skies, locals say. It sounds like a tinfoil hat nightmare come to life. Tiny electronic homing beacons guide CIA killer drones to their targets. But local residents and Taliban militants in Pakistan's tribal wetlands, wildlands, say that that's exactly what's happening. And then I actually had another article. I think it was London Telegraph's the one I want. This is just one about that. The London Telegraph headline on this talks about how they throw the transmitters in innocent people's houses. That's the one I want, folks, not this one. And it goes on to say, ever since 911, locals in Central Asia and the Middle East have spread tales about American super technology, soldiers with X-ray glasses, satellites that can see into homes, tanks with magnetic grenade-repelling armor. But small radio frequency and GPS emitters have been commercially available for years. And it goes, a veteran spy tells Danger Room that the use of Taliban tracking devices is entirely plausible. Yeah, no, it's a London Telegraph on drones, RFID chips target wrong houses. I want that. I want to show people how they throw them in innocent people's houses. I've done a show on it, but I don't want to just make the claim. But real fast, Annie Illuminati, you post a lot of great stuff on the Prison Planet forum about this whole control grid and how Microsoft, IBM, these are all just military-industrial complex fronts. Google obviously is. That's even come out. You know, out of the MIT CIA works with technological DARPA skunks works. And so you have this grid. But yes, they now admit that they are using the video games as interfaces to program and get a generation who want to actually pilot real ones remotely to go out and slaughter people. Go ahead.
Right. What I want to add is there's some really like hidden companies behind all this stuff too. I want to mention something about Northern Command. The official appearance of Northern Command is actually referenced in a Council on Foreign Relations document titled Building a North American Community, where they call for, you know, the creation of it. But the underpinnings of Northern Command's global grid to control everything, what that's about is about it's all the different militaries in the world, they all have different systems, they all have different computer systems, so that was the key with PTEC, which stands for Process Technology. Which, incidentally, by the way, was used to engineer to carry out the Gulf War.
Listen, what I need you to do, because we're running out of time, why don't you write a blurb or an article or take some of the stuff you've written in the Prison Planet Forum and send it to writers at InfoWars, and we'll look over it and try to get it up. But what is your point specifically about using the Xbox and other interfaces as Pentagon controller boxes?
Well, that's how the idea behind that is they know that people aren't going to, you know, particularly Americans, they're not going to willingly kill their own people, so they have to. What they've done, for example, is they can take Google Earth imagery. They've done this, and then they overlay that into something like Second Life, for example, to have like a virtual world on wargaming in the U.S. And then they can just make the people using this called C4ISR.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay. And then in a Pavlovian fashion, they practice murdering American citizens and become acclimated. Yeah, write an article, send it to us. No, I'm aware of that. That Doom was originally developed for the Pentagon. It wasn't called Doom, where you just kill people all day. It creates instinctive killing, so you don't not want to kill somebody up close. And so they've gone from over half the troops not killing people up close to 99% killing, honing killer instincts. And then in most of the video games now, you practice murdering the militias, taking their guns, and that's a lot of the games. Your comments on that, Richard Reeves?
Well, it's definitely another mind control project to program these young folks to do whatever they're ordered to do.
By the way, I know a high-level individual who worked at Microsoft. He also produces Hollywood films, and he worked for a couple of years for Microsoft, and he said that it's definitely mind control. Xbox is supposed to become like your Facebook, the center of your life, but this is before Facebook was even, this is like 5 years ago he told me about it, actually, that it would all be your photos, your face, your identity, that they would add shockers, it would shock you and cause pain when you're playing. It's like in that James Bond movie when they're playing Global Domination.
Right.
Danger, danger, danger. And so the kids now are paying money to buy Ferraris and you know, houses in the game. They don't care about reality. This is the insertion into the Matrix.
Right. I've heard you talk about that before, where people have a virtual life and they're trading their lives for cash, et cetera, and it's just... The mind control is just so out there. Anybody that can deny that just is probably mind control victim. That's the only.
No, and this is mass mind control.
Right.
This is really happening. Let's go to Joseph in Texas. Joseph, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. And I actually was calling back about the Obama stuff you talk about. I've listened to you for years, and I recently read the book Audacity of Hope by Obama.
Yeah, about the pimp game.
You are 100% right. And it, one discrepancy that's very interesting is if you listen to the audiobook version, then leave out chapter 8. And in the book, if you read chapter 8, it's called The World Beyond Our Borders. And in there, he defines each and every one of us as a terrorist. He actually says that a terror network is any group that is against globalization. And in that chapter, he actually states that globalization is the new world order. So I don't know if you've read that.
Now, why don't you scan that page in? I have to admit, I almost bought it as a book on tape, because when I jog, I'll listen to books on tape, but I just can't hear, I can't stand his voice. And I can't stand these lying con artists. That it's just so sick. But no, it's a global tyranny. I appreciate your call. You know, the good news is, Richard, we really are reaching people.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, look in 2007, 2008, the Ron Paul campaign, how we grew and grew. And you asked me that question, how does this affect somebody in Indiana about the toll roads, etc.? The victories we have here in stopping these toll roads and these tracker boxes, etc., are victories that will make it that much easier to stop in other states.
Yeah, they plan to use the parasite off here to fund the rest of their... It's like a cancer gets a blood supply and then metastasizes. We're a major metastasization center here. Final segment with Richard Reeves, straight ahead.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
jam in a few final calls here. Also have some sponsors that have made the show possible today. One of them is something we need to protect ourselves from the establishment. You know, the police don't want you to videotape them. They always announce that, oh, there were no footage of the guy getting shot in the back at the DART train in Oakland. Then it turns out there were cameras, and it shows the cops grabbing other people's cameras after they murdered the guy. So I suggest everybody go to the great website, diginet.net. That's diginet.net. The lowest prices on surveillance cameras, inexpensive systems that are hidden in your car, videotape and audio tape, everything happening with a concealed data recorder with a little memory stick that records hours. They've got the little cameras and audio hidden in pens. We've all got to use Big Brother against Big Brother. And just, I have one with me almost all the time. I actually forgot to bring one this morning. And I just, you know, turn it on. Because this is how we're going to burn these people and catch them in their crimes. We got to hit them hard with the truth, and just continue to expose as they try to shut down and restrict the web. So Diginet, D-I-G-A, that's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, a whole bunch of great products, and they have a whole bunch of different models, but I think the in-car system, very easy to install, very, very affordable, and then they have pens for $45, you know, that record audio and video that we use covering Bilderberg Group. So that's also in the Obama deception, so be sure and check out diginet.net. Also, I said I'd get to this, and I just ran out of time. This is such a huge deal. But I got Richard Reeves in here and all these calls. The thought crime bill threatens talk radio. This is in S-909 that's passed the House, now going to the Senate. Whoever transmits an interstate or foreign commerce, radio, TV, internet, any communication with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, you can say anything's that, and they have definitions of it. It's any and everything. Or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, and hostile behavior. See, severe shall be fined under the title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. H.R. 1966, Section 3, Section 881A. Now, the same thing, but even worse, same language is in the cyberbullying thing being pushed by Hannah Montana. Whoever transmits interstate or foreign commerce any communication with intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, or hostile behavior shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. And it goes on to say, if something hurts your feelings, they come and arrest you federally. Folks, this is America. These things are passing the House. It's in the Senate. This is happening. They're moving on every front against us. That's why I beg listeners to get the red alert. The total takeover of America enters its final phase. The good news is when we fight these people, we win. But they always come back, but they get weaker each time. It's like their NAFTA highways are in big trouble. But now they've declared we won. No, that's another shill. You got to give them no quarter politically, because they'll not give you any quarter. Richard Reeves, finally, again, this show. What's happening tomorrow?
Okay. You just said a real key point.
1 minute left. Tell folks the event tomorrow.
We keep wigging them. Okay. The event tomorrow is at 10 a.m. at the state capitol. Everybody in Texas and beyond needs to call the Texas state reps. Tell them no to comprehensive development agreements. Tell them no to public-private partnerships. These are the toll road agreements, Trans-Texas Corridor agreements. Tell them no to all these things. Call them. Show up at the Capitol 10 a.m. tomorrow, room E1, the cafeteria.
That's right. They've changed the name. More deception. Total scum. You can read the AP article about Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, third paragraph down. They say, oh, well, we're just renaming it. Keep fighting them. Keep defeating them. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now, one place, InfoWars.com on the restreams. The podcast is free also at InfoWars.com. Spread the word about the show. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.